Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies this week. First, I want to recap last week. We had some cool things going on. On Thursday, Messenger probe ended a decade in space, mostly in orbit around Mercury, by crashing itself into that first planet's barren surface, leaving a 50-foot crater on impact on purpose. Because it adds a little bit of science, but also, I think, because we can. On Saturday, we had our day at the museums across campus. We had hundreds of people participating in an open house at the university for all of our museum spaces, including us. And at the planetarium, we were teaching people how to identify meteorites. We had a blast. So if you came down, thank you. If you didn't, you can always come down and have that much fun at the planetarium. But today is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. We are in the middle of another meteor shower right now. They're called the Eta Aquarids. And they're actually peaking before dawn tomorrow morning. The northern hemisphere is not the best place to catch the 5 to 10 meteors per hour that we expect, plus the moon won't be helping, but keep your eyes peeled for meteors anyway. This shower is known for something called Earth grazers, which actually don't graze the Earth, but they leave long lingering streaks across the sky that hang out for a while. So look up tonight, tomorrow night, tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, for meteors from the Eta Aquarius shower. The moon won't be helping because it was full last night. And that means it's going to be on the downhill side towards the new moon for the next 2 weeks, rising later in the evening, every evening, allowing better views of deep sky objects. And the rest of the month, we'll be able to see the moon sometime in the daylight hours through the rest of May. But this Thursday, May 7th, in evening twilight, is our best time to catch Mercury, which we hardly ever get to see, which Messenger just crashed into. What you're going to want to do is use Venus to help you locate. It's going to be above the horizon to the west. It's not very bright, but if you sweep the sky with binoculars, once you find it, you can see it with your unaided eye. But that's going to be Thursday. It's our best time. Mercury's going to be as high as it ever gets in the sky to catch that rare planet. For more information about any of this stuff, please visit us at the planetarium. You can call us at 784-4812. Visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu. Or best yet, come and see us in person, catch a show, say hi, check out our exhibit hall. And we're located at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno, just north of Lava Event Center. We'd love to see you here. Keep looking up.